100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. And despite having a 4-day week last week, yeah, I didn't record the daily stories. I've gotten pretty lazy and tired, but life goes on. Anyway, it's time for the weekly challenge where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. The topic this week was Blood is Thicker Than Water, and I won't go on a ramble or a rant. I'll just go ahead and pass you along to the stories, and I might say something after. Anyway, thank y'all, and let's listen in.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called A Secret Meet. It felt right from the start. There was never any question of me leaving, but he gave me all the reasons I should stay. He laughed as he said, "Blood is thicker than water," but stressed that my parents had forgotten me. We were leaving behind the traditional and sharing this special experience. We were family now. He brushed my hand as he talked, held my gaze as we walked. I'd joined the police to feel part of something, but as the only woman in my station, I hadn't felt like I fitted in. He made me feel special. Loved. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 945 with the prompt of Blood is Thicker Than Water. So here's my story. As the nurse left the room, Sabrina lay back and closed her eyes. The shooting had been days before, and she still had a unit of blood hanging on the IV pole. Bilbert thought, "Blood is thicker than water. Where will she go with her only relative dead?" As if she heard his thoughts, Sabrina asked, "Where is Bomilda?" Bilbert swallowed. Was he the one to break this news? Sabrina squeezed his hand. "It's okay. I know she's dead. We stood together and watched them carry our bodies away. She stayed with her body, and I went with mine." Thanks for listening. And 34 times is pretty guilty. We'll see you next week.
Good morning, it's Richard, and this is my story. It's called Thicker. They do say that blood is thicker than water, which I'm reliably told means family comes first. Clearly, whoever coined that expression never met any of my family. Believe me, if they were yours, you'd want to disown them too. It's not that they're particularly unlikable, or that they've intentionally done anything to deserve being sidelined. The truth of the matter is that using their brains is an alien concept to them. If it's dumb decisions, idiotic plans, or simply not having a clue, they are first in line. I don't know about blood being thicker, because they are thickers. Unfortunately, I got to the end of the word limit, so I'll let you fill in the blank. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. There's an issue. And the whole village drank water from the creek. No one said blood was thicker than water anymore. Brothers attacked brothers, fathers ambushed mothers, grandparents turned on neighbors. Neighbors? Yes, that was the only exception. I know. We went a bit overboard. Do you realize that now we won't get the grant? We will never be able to convince them that proverbs are our way in. Yes. Well, but That was a bit of a silly idea in the first place. Humans are insane. Let's try that other planet with the little green men. Why? Oh, why? And this is my story for this week, taught by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. It's only when it starts to congeal that blood is thicker than water. Just try slitting a wrist, and you'll see just how freely the red stuff flows. However, personally, I prefer to leave it a while. I like to let it thicken a bit. Like soup, left to simmer on the stove. Thicker means more concentrated, a more intense flavor, an altogether more enjoyable experience. Not everyone's cup of tea, of course. Some would rather it thin and runny. Each to their own. But I'll take intense and robust over tasteless and insipid any day. You should try it.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called To Feel Envy is Human, To Savor Schadenfreude is Diabolical. Bloß es dicker als Wasser was a play written by Franz Kloss. It was based on Christoph Starkey's Symposium Biblical Fiica, Exgenic Investo Testamentum, Leipzig, 1750. The three central characters represent the three driving forces behind Schadenfreude: aggression, rivalry, and justice. The setting draws from Byron's poem, Charles Harold's Pilgrimage. The metaphor of the Roman holiday runs through the work, where a gladiator in ancient Rome is expected to be butchered to make a Roman holiday, while the audience would take pleasure watching in his suffering. Across the backdrop, the phrase, Tinzing Leho, scrawled in red paint. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
No moon tonight, so we walk to the border site. John and I put on our gloves, and we take out the water and food from the wagon. Do you think what we're doing is right? John asks, as he takes the top off his canteen. Stop, I say. Damn, John says, I keep forgetting. We finish with the site and head back, tossing the contaminated gloves in the canteen into the wagon. I hand John my canteen, and he drinks. What we're doing is wrong, I say. Well, what they're doing is wrong, too. John nods and smiles.
Well, that's it for today's, this week's, this weekly challenge. For the 100 Word Stories podcast, one a day until thedayidie.com. And Well, one medication got upped a little bit. Getting older and getting dumber with what I eat. But at least I've been doing walks more often than not. Although, the ENT is, oh God, not for another week and a half. I'm tired, man. Everything takes forever. This is what happened, you know, it was like that before, and I kept getting runarounds, and now it's, I don't know. Anyway, the next weekly challenge is shark, so you know what to do. I'll let you to it. Thank you all for listening in. If there's anybody new out there that's on the fence, try it. At least once. See how it is. It's okay. Oh, and as always, keep it brief.